evening and welcome. My name is Carmel.
And my name is... Can you hear me? Oh, sorry.
This is all part of it.
And my name is Roger.
And we welcome you here this evening. And on behalf of those who have taught and learned on the August Center campus, and who today teach and learn on this campus, we welcome you here. Thank you for gathering with us this evening. Let us begin by acknowledging and thanking the First Nations of Treaty 6 and the Indigenous peoples who made this place their home, as well as those who passed through this area in their search for a better life for their families, grandchildren, and generations to come, and chose to make this place their home.
We're so pleased that you have made it here. Can you hear me now? No? Okay. We're so pleased that you've come here to be with us. So many people have worked so very hard to put this together, but without your presence and your support, none of this would be possible. As Carmel mentioned, as we begin by thanking those who put the conference together, we'd also importantly like to thank the treaty that made our community possible. We are here on Treaty 6 land, and it was a spirit many years ago of two communities coming together to honor the land and their relationship to one another. So we hope that over the 2 days together we will renew our sense of understanding of what it means to be as citizens of this earth and of this particular place, and renew a sense of kinship not only with communities but also with the land and spirit of this place. So your presence here indicates that you have somehow caught the spirit of caring that we hope will run throughout our conference, and we thank you for being here.
This weekend, we hope to introduce each speaker with a personal story about connection and relationship to land and nature, about a special place or natural space with which they share a kinship.
So in this way, we'd like to begin by setting a place. You're all seated at round tables. And in the spirit of a sense of understanding of place, each person comes from a place. And so by way of introducing each speaker, we're going to share a sense of space where they come from. So, to begin our evening, we are pleased to welcome Elder Roy Lewis. Elder Roy Lewis is a member of the Sampson Cree Nation. He is from a family of leaders and is the former president of the Indian Association of Alberta. So, if you were to read Elder Lewis's CV, it is quite extensive and lengthy. But when I think of Elder Roy, I think of his beautiful place along the Battle River, and it is of this place that he remembers in his sense of place. Each spring, Elder Roy and his wife Judy do a water ceremony along the Battle River to keep it clean for future generations, for all people. The bend, just their place overlooks the bend in the Battle River, has many different ceremonies made in a sense of honoring not only this time but also for future generations. So we welcome Muskwa Roy Lewis to open our conference.
Sagisak, ik ben toch de penitentie, dus een toch dan ik
Atmona, Atahasiot, Osan, Etan, Xeni Panak, Mosomno, Kohomno, Iskis of Nigit, Wistoa, Exetrahe, Penepeto, Peno, Tomaravista. I would like to welcome all of you for this special event, Spirit of the Land, Wahkohtoin, Kinship, all those things that we talk about in our traditional areas. And yes, welcome to Treaty 6. Very important to our people because it outlined the treaties, the post-Confederation treaties that were made between the British Crown and ourselves. I also like to thank the organizers for allowing us to do a pipe ceremony this morning, and also the incense that you smell when you come in here. That sage, buffalo sage, grows wild, and I got that sage from our pastor back home. So if you want some good sage, come and talk to me. That's important to us because those are medicines. There's four or five main medicines that the Plains Cree people use, and sage is one of them. But there are so many medicines. We didn't need doctors. We had our own medicine people, midwives, medicine women, who knew how to deal with the medicines of the land. And every spring, every summer, every fall, there's different types of gatherings that you can pick the different kind of plants that you have for medicinal purposes. So that's important to us. I also want to say how blessed we are in this area, because this is part of the Plains Cree Treaty area. People from my relatives from Hobima, or I should say Muscogees, came in through this area. Good. Settled in this area. This place was called Asnis Sipisis, Stony Creek. That's the name of this place, Camrose. But everybody calls it Camrose. Maybe go back to your own name, Stony Creek. That's your real name. That's the traditional name of our people, Stony Creek. So those are just important things you should be aware of the communications and the connection with the land. Because there's so many good things that you can hear. Listen to our elders. Listen to our people who are scholars, who have that knowledge and expertise to share with you the stories of our people. I also want to say about the water ceremony. I want to thank Dave Mann and the Battle River Watershed Alliance for doing, they're going to be doing the fourth ceremony here in this area in 2015. Thank you very much, Dave, for the work that you've done also, and also the work that you've accomplished in the Watershed Alliance. So I thought I'd give those comments to you before I said my opening prayer. I'll say it in my own language, which is plain speech. So if you could all rise, we'll get on with it. Hey, hi.
Joins me here, please. I will share with you the place which means very much to him. And he writes, "There is a place I go every summer, Larex Lake in northwest Ontario, to fish, listen to the loons, occasionally meet bears and moose, escape beyond the reach of cell phones and the internet, and enjoy the friendship of lifelong friends. This trip centers my life, removes all stress, and helps me refocus on what is most important."
Thank you, Carmel, and good evening. It is truly wonderful to see such a wonderful and large crowd here tonight. I want to thank my colleagues here at the U of A Augustana campus, our co-sponsors, the Chester Ronning Center for the Study of Religion and Public Life, and the Augustana Aboriginal Student Office, and especially the many student organizers who have helped put together these 2 days of conversation about the spirit of the land, building a community land ethic. Here at Augustana, my colleagues and I strive to build a campus community that helps students find and express with confidence their own voices, teaches them the humility to seek wisdom from others, and prepares them for ongoing explorations of how knowledge can be put to use for the common good. This week's conference not only reflects that agenda, it's an important vehicle to help advance it. I'm particularly pleased that the dialogues we will enter include many of our neighbors, residents of Camrose, First Nations activists, leaders, and scholars, local farmers, and faculty colleagues from the North Campus. This rich diversity assures that our sessions will be stimulating, many of us will be challenged in our thinking, and all of us will need to be careful and respectful listeners. But all of us are also invited to be active participants. If we do our job well, I'm convinced, we will find important areas of common ground, both figuratively and literally, and we will make important progress toward the creation of what the planners of this conference have called a community land ethic. So I'm personally delighted to be able to join you in these conversations, and I am very much looking forward to what we're going to accomplish together. Again, thank you for coming, and welcome.
So to Elder Roy Lewis. In many ways, your words have captured the spirit of what we hope for this weekend. And in the next few minutes, Carmel and I would like to share with you how some of the vision about what this conference means and where it came from and where we hope it might go. So, as with any special gathering, this spirit of the land began with a vision, and in many ways speaks to the power of dreams. I think we all share a dream that brings us here, a dream of a better, beautiful future, a dream where children, the sky, the water, and the land all have a chance to flourish and grow. And in coming together, We are building this dream together. So community land ethic comes from the words of Aldo Leopold, who is considered one of the main contemporary conservationists. There have been many conservationists for many generations, but he is a more recent one. And Aldo Leopold didn't begin, per se, with a conservation ethic, or at least wasn't firmly established in his mind.